freely zone. Going out, African boy, where are you? I don't need someone so bad I can make on. One night, 10 years, is not what I came for, no. I'm at the town. Now I'm over to the baseline, waistline, pull me on you. Tryna get it, you don't waste time, want mine, not shy of you. Confidence, need a better who won't confidence. I need a fella who do what they want. Got me feeling all dun dun dun. See the fella who knows what they want. Need a fella who more confident. Just got me feeling all honestly, I know that we just met, but I think there's something I'm liking. The way that you look in my eyes, like no way I could tell you no, I say yes. I don't know how quickly we take this, but whatever happens, I'm in this.
Spend money, I don't feel it. Fly around the world with a D-bag. A slip talk got you in your feeling. The way I feel, I can't deny. Got me working overtime. I lose it when you bust the wine. Before I play, then press rewind. I got to move into the waistline, waistline.
Oh my goodness. It's so awkward.
Baby, go into the late night, late night. For me, on your own.
Confidence. Need a better who won't confidence.
Hey, you Shira. Hey guys, we just started in 1 minute. Hey, Shira.
Thank you.
So, hello guys, it's our weekly space with Spots. Every Friday we make spaces on different topic. Musicians, space for musicians, space for artists, spaces for everybody. And yeah, I'm so happy to host this spaces. And in this one, we will continue to talk about music and mental health. It's part two our last space, our previous space was so good. I really enjoyed it and I want to continue to talk about it because I think it's really important. And I just want to say that I'm not a psychiatrist, and I think nobody's here, not a, like a professional in this area, but we just share our experience, our emotions, feelings, and yeah, just take some knowledge about it to be helpful to each other and to other people, so which is so good. But at first, I would like to say a few words about Spots. And I just wanted to say thanks, Spots, that you give me an opportunity to host the spaces, find the cool people, and have a conversation with them. And for you guys, I just want to say that like a Spots is an ecosystem, which includes a lot of cool features in the platform, which help musicians to have a closer connection with their audience. Right now, streaming platform working on beta. Guys developing that still merch still available. So there's a lot of features. You just gotta follow Spots and check it out. There are a lot of news, a lot of new features coming soon. Right now it's in beta, but soon it will be available for everybody. So yeah, and I want to say hi Beaver Jam, Yashira Mare, Rara, Philip, G World Design, and Nani Kadze, and of course Spots. I'm so happy to see you guys here. And I hope that you're doing so good. Right now it's morning there, right? Here is already night. And it will be my talk with you guys before I go to sleep. So it will be so good. Like, you know, I will fall asleep and feel so calm and safety and everything that I had to talk with you. So yeah, how are you doing, guys? That's matter to me to know. How are you? Hello?
I don't know who wants to go first. I guess I'll go. But yeah, thank you, Psycho. Thank you, Spots Glass, for having us. I'm Yashira Mare. Yes, I'm having a great day. A lot of things have happened this week. I'm excited for today. I've been doing a lot of work with our community, Musica W3, the community of Latin American artists here in Web3. So yeah, pretty excited. A lot of great things, a lot of new music. A lot of great news, and happy to be here with you guys once again, talking about this important topic. So yeah, happy to be here.
That's so cool. Thank you for letting know. I know that you will have a big space after our space, so you can share the link on the top of a space that everybody could see that and join this. So yeah, that's great. You guys so productive in comparison with me because I don't know why, maybe because it's that I'm in Thailand, or maybe because it still didn't upload all soft on my new computer, you know, but it's so cool. As always, you're like motivating me all the time with all this stuff, so this is great. So yeah, Yashira Mare just put the link on the space that everybody could see that and join to your space, so maybe share your music, oh, whatever you want. Yeah, thank you. I see that. Yeah, guys. So, yeah, this is great. Beaver Jane, what about you? How are you doing?
Doing great. No, like you said, for you, it's nighttime. It is my morning. So, I'm just waking up here, some nice coffee, enjoying the day.
Oh, but, yeah. No,
I'm, I don't have to go into my IRL job today, so I'm happy just to work on Web3. So it's a good day.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That's cool. How you compare this? How you combine this IRL job and the Web3? Is it not difficult to you, or how is that for you? Like, what are you feeling?
Well, for me, you know, a lot of Web3 is focused on music. And so it's never difficult at all to work on music for me. I mean, my favorite thing in the world is to work on different songs I'm working on or stuff like that. And so usually when I'm done with my IRL job, it means I can finally have fun. So it never feels like a second job or like doing more work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you love it, really love it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, entirely. You know, and I've been part of Web3 since 2021, and ever since then, it really has been a great time. I mean, in so many ways, it's been challenging, you know, but at the same time, it's really helped me grow in a lot of different ways. And gosh, when I started, even like 2020, I didn't even have like a log with all my passwords. You know, I think I had like the same password for every app. You know, there's a lot of things where I was slacking, and definitely like web security and just a lot of different things, man. Web3 has really helped me. So no, definitely always happy and passionate to work on it for sure.
That's cool. This is my dream, to find a real job, but I will love, you know, but I think it will be also in the music area or something like that, organize some events because I really love it, or traveling, you know, I really love it. And I really would like to find some job, but will not give me this feeling like I have to do that. I need to do that for something. I really want to enjoy it, because you can't, in my opinion, you can't feel so comfortable, happy, and you can't be successful if you're doing not what you like, you know, if you're working not on your lovely job, or if you have no passion to some things, you know, like some people just doing something for money, like they see how the other people doing this, they have much money, and they think, oh, it's so easy to do that, I will do this too, but then they just burned up. You know what I'm saying, yes? And that's it. And nothing happened. And they all life, you know? Guys, they almost all life. Some people can live like that, just running from one side to other side, try to find something, but they don't looking for themselves. They're looking for the people, for other people, what the other people doing, you know? And not focusing on their passion and on their things, what they really like to do. So, yeah, I think that like every areas, like every job can make you successful if you really have a passion to that. And if you have a passion to that, you will work in on 1,000,000%, and you even will not notice that you're working. You will just do it and do it and do it because you love it. And that's my wishes to everybody, that they find really the things what they really love to do, and then it will be other world. It will open other world for them. And this is so cool. Yes, definitely. So, yeah, our topic is different, but I just decided to start from that. So, and also I want to say hello to people who just come to the space. And like Ira, if you would like to join like a speaker, go ahead. I would really like to talk to you. And Pan Vanil, hello. And Rara, hello. So Rara, how are you doing? What's new? I'm so happy to see you here.
Thanks for the invite, and thanks for your patience with me being a little bit late, but it's great to be here. Thanks Seiko and Spaz. I love talking about mental health and music, and I think that what you were just talking about with jobs and finding a job that can be fulfilling, it's definitely related to mental health and stability, I'm sure. And also, I think it's kind of foreign to a large part of the world, and it's hard to just like allow that to happen too. You know what I mean? Just because a lot of, I don't know, like traditionally the world is just used to go get a job, make money, be unfulfilled from that. But I think, like, you know, there is a balance too. Like sometimes you need to do that to survive. But that's when we can take the power away from like work doesn't define us, you know, which I think is also related to just like the whole music and mental health thing. It's like, we don't have to make part, like nothing really can define us. It's what we allow. It's whatever we allow to, or like allow to define us, that will define us. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course it makes sense.
Okay. Well, other than that, I'm chill. I'm waking up. I got my cereal in front of me. So when I'm not talking, I will be chomping. And happy to be here.
Oh, why? Maybe I said something wrong. Excuse me. I'm sorry for my English, but maybe I said something wrong. I mean, like, you're right. Like, we're still, and a lot of people living in a traditional way, and nothing can define us, if I understand correctly. But the point that you gotta follow your heart and your passion and everything, and it's also, it's also touched the mental health things, and I would really like to hear your opinion about it. I'm sorry if I said something wrong, because you know that my English is not good. And yeah, good morning, Rara. Say, just tell me if I said something wrong.
Wait, what? No, you haven't said anything wrong. No.
Okay, I love you. I'm sorry. For you, it's morning. For me, it's night. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So, okay, Panvinil, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. Hello, everyone. Good to speak. See you, actually, to hear you. How are you today? I'm okay. It's the end of my day of work and big day today. And it's, we released a very cool artist on sound, and we release vinyl as well. That's if you check my Twitter, then you can find more information. But yeah, 3 weeks of very tough work ended, and we closed the project slowly. That means I'm very tired and very happy. And actually, Seko, I would like to thank you for another invitation. Hello, Beaver Jam. Hello, Spos. Hello, Yoshiro. I remember you guys from last week we talked. And yeah, probably a few others as well that were here. And really good to hear you. Really good to see you here. And some of you, it's a good morning. Some of you, good afternoon. For me, it's good afternoon. And yeah, happy to talk about the mental health in music industry. This is one of my lifetime topics. That's how to be well in work life, you know. Then mm-hmm. and Seiko, you said it's the passion. It's important. You know, I'm in a few days I'm turned to 46. And actually, that the passion really drive me through all my life, but the passion is only 1% of the work, you know. Then, mm-hmm. and the passion, it's more like I can trust to my passion, because it shows me I'm doing right things. But the other things, it is a sustainability. And be patient and constantly doing your little steps every day. You know, I'm building my company and my position on the market like 16 years now. And this is like everyday work, hard work and repetitive things. It's and very often we're thinking about the creative work or like artistic work. It is something different. But, you know, if you check that the most influential artists on the earth, they just hardworking people, and they work every day. But the passion, it is that's our factor, you know, that just show to us the direction. And yeah, but the other things, it's a hard work. And that's why I think that many artists are disappointed and feel depressive, because they can't really reach money or fame very quick. But it's never happened like this, you know. Actually, TikTok like lied to us, and actually all this funny tricks to create song in 3 seconds and then just to publish on TikTok, on Spotify, and you are famous. Sometimes it's happened, yeah, but it's a once for a million. The other 99,000 other million people just have to work hard, you know, and doing their jobs, you know. And I love my job, and I love even that I'm tired today after three weeks of very tough job, hard work, 12 hours a day, and then and by computer, and today it's a final day, and I feel exhausted, but I'm happy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I still keep my passion, and the passion just let me feel happy about this, what I'm doing, you know. But it is, the passion is only very little thing, you know. That's that we have to train as well. Other things to keep our jobs, to keep our lives vibrant. Yeah, good to be here again. Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you that you come. I'm really honored that you come to our space, and I'm so I want to congratulate you that you finished the one step of your project, or you finished your project. I don't know how to say it correct, but you understand me. I hope so. You distributed a few artists on Sounds, right? And this is a great thing, and I'm so happy that you're feeling this. And definitely I agree with you that passion is a little thing, but it's a very important thing. You gotta do what you really love to do. And of course, the most of the other aspects, this is a discipline. You gotta work hard to reach your goals, to reach everything. And as you said, that's why a lot of artists, creators, musicians have a depression and everything, because as you said, they are thinking that they can make some song posts on TikTok and will be viral in the one day, and they will have $1 million, they will be famous and everything, but it doesn't happen. And they don't think that's it's because they didn't put a lot of work on this stuff. They think that something happened with them, because they start to think, oh my God, I've seen this guy and this guy and this girl, they just blow up in the and one day, and they are famous. Why I'm not like them? Like my music, my designs, my art so bad. Or what? But they don't think about that. These artists work hard 10 years before they became popular. Of course, some artists or some people can just, it's just a luck, you know, just became popular in one day, maybe, I don't know, but usually you gotta work hard, and it can take a lot of years, 10 or more, and you gotta just working and working and working, but I think you still have to have a passion to what you're doing, usually, like, sometimes it's kind of routine, you know, you're tired, you can't see what you expected, but in this moment, why are you expecting this? You're doing, you have a goals, and you gotta just follow step by step, every day, step by step, and don't looking for reviews or something like that. You guys just, you need to just make a plan your way and working, and focusing on how many views I had, how many impressions I have on my post, how many listeners, etc. Don't focusing on that a lot, and then you will see the progress, how you will growing up. And yeah, a lot of people forgetting about it, and me too. Sometimes I'm focusing a lot on the little things, which it's not important at all. And sometimes I have a little episode of depression. I'm so sad when I'm posting something or upload something, and now it doesn't happen how I expected. But then in the same moment, I'm thinking what I expected and why did I do that? I just want to share what I'm doing with people. I just want to share it. Why expect a million views? Like million views, it's like, I said, you know what I'm saying. You don't need to expect anything. If you want to share, you're going to share and work hard and just work on your quality of sound or quality of art or quality of your design. So everything. And that's it. So, yeah. I think so. So, okay. And, okay, I want to say hi, Ira. I'm so happy that you come here. And, yeah, we didn't talk a lot with you, too. I just want to introduce you a little bit to our friends. So, Ira is a beautiful person who making a beautiful, cool meditations in the free and not only. And she knows a lot of about this mental health aspects too, and how the sound will and how the music and voice and everything will influence on your like a mental health and everything. So yeah, it's a little bit, I just a little bit introduce you, okay, if you don't mind. And yeah, how are you doing, my darling?
Hello dear, hello everyone. And today I have some headache, so I feel myself not very good. Yeah, but it's okay. I'm happy to hear all of you and interesting thoughts here. What about me? I don't know. You didn't say that we work on music together now, on song. So it's a new emploi for me, and I really try not to think about, oh my god, I will be famous in a minute, we published it. But it's so hard to not think about it, and really I have no idea how musicians can handle that they are not famous and people not adore their music like in masses, you know. I think it's pretty hard for everyone. And that's why we all need to talk with ourselves, learn how to talk with ourselves, and make this journey just interesting in process, you know. Like you said, it's only a way for creative people to survive. And also, I think that we here in our creative sphere, because we experienced something hard for us, and that's why we can explain it beautifully and help others and all this stuff. So yeah, I think all this depressive stuff is just our fuel in many points, so why not use all of this in for your future way, you know. And yeah, that's it. Sorry, my headache is just kidding me.
Oh my darling, I'm sorry about your headache. I hope that will go away soon. So yeah, you're right. And what do you think, like, about what do you think, music influence on your mental health, on your mind, or not?
Yes, 100%. I don't know, I just adore music like everyone, I think. And I love to find new music for me. And now I make a little research, I think, and I try techno music, like understand these genres. And yeah, I found a lot of good stuff for me, and just enjoy every evening now with techno. And I have a few professional that I asked like what music I need to listen now, because I prefer to listen you know, really people who understand in topics. So yeah, I found some fresh stuff.
Yeah, this is so fresh. I didn't listen to techno music a long time. I think that I gotta start to do that. And I've heard that Yashira, you're focusing on techno music, right? And like a Philip also. And what do you like in that? Like a what do you feel when you listen to that, like the basses or the roof or what, like how it's influencing you? What do you feel when you listen to this type of music?
You know, I love electro music in general, and with techno, it's really helped me focus more and feel myself more concentrate on stuff that I need to do. And it's amazing for work. And you know that I have ADHD, so for me, this type of music just perfect for just existing and being productive. So yeah, that's what I feel.
That's cool. Philip or Yushira, what do you think? Why Ira feel that? Like, how does the sound influence on that? Maybe some like a frequency, or maybe some synth or drums influence on this, on our mind, that she can focus in everything and do every stuff more. I mean, better. Like, what do you think from technical aspect?
Well, I would say that since it's a like an instrumental type of music, it allows like a lot of freedom for you to, you know, interpret like and give yourself like the meaning that you want it to be. And it's definitely a very powerful and an energetic driving type of music. And just honestly, the hypnotic feel of it, like Ira said, that it allows you to, you know, to concentrate, you know, to just keep, I don't know, just I guess be one with the music, with the beat. Your attention does a lot of work as well, because it's a very sequential type of music. So yeah, definitely like involves a lot of mental activity. And yeah, I don't know. I just not only techno, like most electronic music, it's kind of that way, I guess. But yeah, the hypnotic feel, how you're just like immersed in the track and the song and the, yeah, that's kind of what I feel about it. I don't know. I was never asked that this type of question, but yeah, I guess that's the way I can put it into words.
Yeah, thank you for reply. I was just curious about it. Like, you know, when we are talking, when we have a chant, for me, it's like a philosophy moment, you know, like when I'm trying to understand how does it work, what the other people thinking about it, how does it, like our thoughts matching or not. And from technical experts, it was interesting to me to hear your opinion, like a producer, and especially when you're focusing on electronic music. So yeah. One second. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I was gonna take back on some things Rara just mentioned in you and Beaver at the start of the space, because I definitely was resonating, you know, with all the challenges that we as musicians and artists we face, you know, that can affect our mental health. Definitely, like our frustration, it comes from like various different types of places. You know, I guess the most important and the most like reason, the one that like weighs a lot more, is the imposed ideal of success in the music industry. You know, how they sell us what is to be an artist and what is the definition of success for an artist. It's like a subconscious program that is kind of difficult to get out of it, because like all the music industry model is like built around that idea, that ideal, that definition of artist, of being an idol, of being famous, of being successful, of the only way of you being successful in this industry is, you know, having thousands, millions of followers. Like the goal is to be in a Billboard chart. The goal is to win a Grammy, to be famous, to be this and that. And there's not kind of another way around it. That's why I'm so passionate about being in Web3, is because that paradigm has, you know, shifted like totally. Like, you don't, that definition of success, you know, is like outdated now. You can build your career, you can be successful, you can live from your music, you know, connecting differently with your audience, like honestly, this has allowed me to re-signify my purpose, and I believe Pan was talking about that a little bit. Not only your passion, because that's not enough. I guess everyone here has a huge passion for, you know, for creating, for playing an instrument, for, you know, delivering a message, creating your own world through music and art. But purpose and that is like huge. Mental health and bringing awareness is one of my purposes. And like I shared in the past space, I have experience with that. I was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder. I took meds for like over 15 years. I'm sober now. I don't depend on anything. I don't know. I already talked about that, but yeah, definitely purpose. And I just wanted to share this. When I let go of that ideal that was imposed, you know, because it is imposed. Most of the things in life are imposed. This are basically programs that we have. And I like this quote that says, "Truth is only available for those who have courage to question everything that they have been taught." Mm-hmm. And that is like, yes, yes, we need a lot of courage in this life, you know, to really be free and say, okay, this is what my heart really wants. This is what my soul seeks. And yes, but I wanted to share this. I just tweeted this because I really loved the message and I really resonated with it, but I never saw really like the idea put in these words. And it's definitely like that kind of emptiness we face as artists and human beings of always wanting more. So it's, the quote goes like, "We're never satisfied. There's always the need for more. We sense that our nature is infinite and we want to return it in a clumsy way. But finite resources cannot satisfy an infinite need." So yes, that's like, I don't know, that's mind-blowing for me.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for that. And I'm totally agree. And the people just all the time want more and more and more and more. And don't thinking about themselves. And it's happened. And like, we gotta find a balance between that. And as you said before, like a music industry, it's built it like we're looking for these people, and it's mean like they are famous, they have money and everything, and we're trying to come to them, follow them, and reach their goals. But that's not about it. But a lot of people thinking about that, as you said. So yeah, you're right. This is a good point. And this is amazing talk, and I'm really, really happy that you share your experience, which really important and cool to know. And I wanna ask you one question, like if you don't mind, don't you use any pills already from your disorder, or how to say it correct? Don't you use anything?
Here's the thing, and thank you for asking. There's a huge deal when people go to a doctor and, you know, receive like a diagnosis from any disease, like you have this, you have that. Like, your mind is the most powerful thing in this universe. This universe is mental. So once a person accepts a diagnosis, that becomes a reality for that person. That becomes their identity. So there's a huge responsibility, you know, in doctors when they do this type of things, and I don't think they're really aware, and people and patients are not really aware. But I accepted that identity. I accepted that diagnosis for many years, and I was dependent on psychiatric drugs for like 15 years, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. I tried like 30 different types of medications. I don't know, withdrawals from that type of medicine, which is art. I'll have to call them that's really what they are. They're drugs. And yeah, at certain points, you know, people might need them, but dependence and, you know, long-term use of that type of stuff is like really, como se dice, perjudicial, like, yeah, not good. But over a period of I don't know, the last 3 years, I haven't taken any other stuff. I only take like dietary supplements, like, I don't know, minerals, you know, like magnesium.
Like which, vitamins.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. But no psychiatric medicine at all for 3 years. And I also struggled with dependency from marijuana, from alcohol. So I've been sober like for 3 years, from no weed, no cigarettes, no alcohol, no psychiatric medicine. So yeah.
Wow.
Like your mind, it's your mind.
This is amazing. This is amazing. That's what I'm thinking about this point too, because our minds really powerful, much powerful than we are thinking. And maybe I will say something incorrect for somebody, right? Like maybe somebody will not like my point about that. But I think the most of the pills and drugs, like really heavy pills from some disorder, they are really killing our brain and body. And we are even don't understand what happened, because like most of people just believe in doctors, you know, and they just go into doctors and the doctors give them these pills and the people just drink this pill and killing themselves. Like, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist or something like that. It's just my opinion. Yes, I'm thinking that to go to like a psychologist or psychiatrist is good, but if you need a like a medication, it's good, but not for the whole time. And I think that the old problems in our head and our mind, and we need to have a help from, we can have a help from the doctor, but we also have to work with our mind and try to like stop to using a lot of medicaments. So yeah, I see that Rara, I want to say something. Yes, I want to hear your opinion about this point.
We're getting into the good stuff now. Yeah, let's go. Hello. Thank you for opening up that can. Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts, because I agree with you in some aspects, Seiko, of like, you know, it's definitely a balance. Also, big celebratory congratulations, Yoshiro, for being sober for 3 years, and like, you know, that takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of hard work and mental strength and just like adjustment to society, because I think the world that we live in isn't exactly used to people like creating a space that's accessible for people with many different mental divergencies. But okay, so my thoughts on pills, like, I'm somebody who last year I was diagnosed with OCD, and for me, like, I don't think that I could be surviving without the pills that I have right now. It's like, yeah, I just would be stuck in my same like cycle of avoidant compulsions and fears and other things like that. So, but I don't know, like at the moment, I don't know if I will ever not be taking the fluvoxamine that I'm taking, you know, to be specific, like that is what I'm taking. And I mean, I'm sure at some point, like it'll be less, but right now, like it's really helping me to show up every day and like not avoid conversations or avoid work, or it's, yeah, I think there's a balance, like some of, yeah, that's what you were saying before too, Seiko, of like there is a balance sometimes. You do need it, because the brain is a wild place, and also like the worlds that we live in outside is constantly changing, and it's very destructive and hard. But also something I want to touch on is, like, I think a big part of the mental health journey and mental divergencies journey is, like, so much of what the conversation about it is like, okay, let's focus on yourself. Let's focus on yourself. How do you get you better to be the best you can be? And I think that it's really a big part of it, at least for, like, my own experience with the many mental divergencies that I have, is there is a need in the quote-unquote recovery journey to be with community and be outside of yourself. And, like, part of that connecting to purpose part is, like, okay, you know, I mean, one of my core beliefs is that if you're able to take care of your mental state and, like, able to feel powerful and, like it doesn't have control over you, then you're able to be a active community member in society and, like, work towards things that can benefit everyone and benefit the world around us towards a better good. But it definitely takes, like, you know, it's all a storyline. This is all a hero's journey. And that comes at a certain time. But I think, like, if that came sooner, then, I don't know, it might be a different world that we live in. Like, just being able to lean on people and then find the power in yourself to create change outside of yourself. I see Ida has their hand up, so
yeah,
pop it, lock it, polka dot it.
yeah. Let's go. I like your little sound when you put it. I still can't do it. I don't know the buttons, what make a sound. But okay, I just wanted to say thank you that you're sharing your experience and your story. And yeah, definitely sometimes we need to help, as I said, like, from psychiatrists, from a psychologist, you know, like, to maybe sometimes we need a real medication, as you said, like, you even don't know, can you right now be able to survive? It sounds too hard, you know, but it's real life. And sometimes you can understand, can you be able to survive without it? But yeah, the main point, it's a working and it takes a lot of time, but no, we don't need to forget that also everything depends from ourselves too. Maybe I'm saying, I hope that I don't speak in rude or something like that. I'm just sharing my opinion, and I just want to say that that we can, you know, what we need to work in balance with our mind and with medicaments, what we have, and going step by step more to our mind things, you know, just working with it. Yeah, sorry that I take a little bit time from Ira. So, okay, Ira, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I adore to listen to you, so you can talk endlessly. And what I wanted to add, that I agree with the Raura, sorry if I pronounced it wrong, because sometimes medicaments really needed, because it's not something that created to hurt you, you know. People often demonize it, but no, it's actually just harmonize your hormones or chemistry in your brain, and it's really needed. And plus, we need to remember that human people are not created for the world we live now, because it's too fast. It's hard to, you know, you need to work hard to live good and all this stuff. So sometimes we need help with medicaments, but also we need to learn how to talk with ourselves, and that's how in the future we can say no to medicaments. But anyway, some people really need it, but they're afraid to ask help, and they're afraid to take medicaments, and it's bad, because we know that suicide and all this stuff, sorry, but it happens with people who can't handle this life, and they're afraid to start taking medicaments, and it's a good stuff actually. And psychologists, psychiatrists, they don't want to kill you or hurt you or something. They really want to help you. So it's like microchips, you know, that Elon Musk now created for people who are disabled, and it really will help them. It's not for controlling our minds or something. It really will help people to live better. Yes, and also about that, I'm a huge againster, if I can say it, of weed, because in our Web3 area, you know that everyone, almost everyone, smoke, and they say it helped them mentally. But then I look at these people, and they literally on a way to make something bad with themselves, and it's really so often. And I see this connection with weed. I don't know, for me, just I see how people become slower and slower, and they react badly with the time. And that's why I'm really, I saw a lot of people who smoke, and every time with years, it's become only worse. It isn't work better. It's only worse. So yes, I can say it, and I know that some people will hate me for this opinion, but it is how it is. Better I said. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I think the same. Like a lot of people, one second, you share, I just want to a little thing. Like I also noticed that a lot of people who using weed, smoking weeds, they're saying, oh, it's not okay, I'm not addicted to that. But I see that every day they're using and really became slowly, and they already can't live without it. I know a couple of people who just using it every day, like, and they are like not good. Okay, I will not say that, but they are not good, and they really think that it will help them, like, relax and everything. But in a real time, they can't live normally because they already get used to live in this relax, like, you know. So yeah, I'm agree with you. Yeah, you sure? Go ahead.
Oh, it's so sad that I have to go in 8 minutes. I have to host a space. But Ira, Rara, Beaver, Psycho, everyone here in this space, I really want to thank you for the invitation, for the nice talk. I don't know. I was really excited that these topics are being shared and, you know, discussed. I wanted to say a little things before I go, what Rara and Ira were mentioned. Like, definitely it's a process. It's not my intention to, you know, say bad things about medications. I, like myself, I wouldn't be here if I didn't receive that type of health. But, you know, I'm maybe talking about dependency. And, you know, I respect everyone's process, and every journey is different. And yeah, I just wanted to maybe share like my story, because that's all I have, you know. That's all I really have, my story, my experience. And I try to be light with I've lived through all these years, because it has been like really hard. I've learned a lot. I learned a lot from you know, those type of diagnoses. I learned a lot from addiction. I learned a lot from my story, from others, and the support of people, having this type of things being discussed, not, you know, feeling alone, and having the right, you know, kind of education, and all these things really help. And you know, and sometimes always we need help. We need help from others. We need professional help. We need help from ourselves, from our family, from our friends. Other needs our help as well. So yes, I really want to thank everyone for sharing. And I don't know what else to say. Psycho, thank you so much for, you know, bringing those kinds of topics and, you know, opening this type of spaces. Thank you, Spas. And I really hope to chat with you guys in the future again about this, because there's a lot of to be shared and discussed, and, you know, this thing is, like, really important. So thank you, guys. Much love. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Yashir, very much. I'm really happy that you come to the space and share your experience and share your story. And you've been in a long way, and you're right now here, and this is so cool, and it's so, I don't know how to say it correct, because I forgot every English word, but I'm
happens
just
the same to me, don't worry.
I'm just so happy that you stopped using medicamentos and everything, because I've said my opinion about that, and you did it, like, and it was in your way, and right now you're without it, and you're feeling great, and I just wish you feeling better and better and better every day, and fill with your mind, and yeah, it's your experience, and this is amazing. This is amazing. You inspire me, and I think a lot of people think that you come to the space, and yeah, I hope that we will have a chat soon. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Much love to everyone. Thank you. Thank you. I hope we get the chance maybe in another time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Have a great day. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Rara, go ahead.
Bye. Thanks, Yashiro. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm glad that everybody, you know, in all these spaces and stuff, everyone can have different experiences, and it's good because every single human is created in a different way. We all have different chemistry inside. I mean, there's the same, like, bodily organ structures, but different chemistry stuff. There was something I wanted to say. It was related to something that Ira said, which is, like, and I was listening to Brené Brown a lot this past year, and then I got back to listening to her audiobook, Dare to Lead, a few days ago, and it talks about, like, values and stuff, and how there are usually two core values that dictate and guide each person's life, and so, like, if you go to the Dare to Lead website, there's a list of it, too, that you can look up and see what are those values behind all of your actions. But there's this one value called assuming positive intent. And I think that, you know, when in different cycles, everybody's shadow side comes out. And when the shadow comes out, which is could be when, like, mental health is in a no bueno state, then it's really hard to assume positive intent. But with the whole, like, you know, these people in the past have dedicated their lives to creating medicines or to studying plant medicine or to studying, like, the chemistry of brains. Usually it's because there's positive intent behind it. And I think, yeah, I mean, that's a whole different topic of, like, how, you know, some people maybe the positive intent is a little bit lost. But usually in my research and in my just understanding of the world, that has to relate to their own personal traumas. I also think trauma is a really important topic related to mental health. I'm gonna stop there. That's a lot.
My darling, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. It's a huge topic. Really, I'm sorry, and I'm happy that you share it too. And yeah, we're here
to share our experience and other thoughts about all of this. And that's why I decided to make this topic that to share experience and help each other with something, you know, because we're on different waves, but in the same time, we have same things. Okay, bye-bye, Shira. Bye-bye. Okay, sorry. So, yeah, I'm so happy to hear that. And it's a huge topic, and I think that we can talk about it just over time, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours. And I would be happy to do that. But the time going, and I think we will close our space soon. And I just wanted to ask you, like, Rara, doesn't music, when you create music or you're singing and listening to music, does it help you relieve your stress or like a
absolutely.
Switch?
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Yes, and well, how does the process? Can you just share it?
Sure. So it's a long story. But yeah, so well, I think that music, like when I started allowing myself to really dive into and let myself like explore music, because I used to be in the film industry. I used to work on big feature film sets in central New York and New York City. And there, like, you're working like 12 to 18 hour days. And it's really hard to take care of your mental health just because there's a lot of your life is dedicated to creating this piece with a team, a village of other crew members and cast. But music, when I was in that, like my mental health was kind of depleting, and I realized I needed to take space and really focus on what was going on. This was like back in 2018. And then, yeah, ever since then, like music has really been a tool of therapy for me. And I mm-hmm. do believe that it is a tool. It can be used to like sometimes to reveal the things that are really hard to say in words, but it's also like it's a tool because it's like a practice of talking and opening space for those words mm-hmm. to come out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, also I gotta go soon too. It's been really great. Thank you, Seiko. Thank you, Spaz, Beaver, Philip. Ida already left, but yeah. And then Yoshino, but I do love talking about this shit, yeah. And yeah, I think it totally relates. And as long as like we're able to, you know, we focus on ourselves, we take care of ourselves, and then like take that care and put it outside of ourselves into the world, which I think is part of what music does. That's the vibe. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining and sharing your experience. And definitely music is therapy, and I'm happy that you found this type of therapy for yourself, for your mental health and everything. So yeah, go ahead, be your jam.
Sure. No, and kind of piggybacking what Ra was saying, like how music definitely is so great for relieving stress. And kind of, I figured, or I was thinking about something since our last conversation. Maybe it's like a question for everybody to ponder as we end the space, because I know we're ending. But it's if you were going to be stuck, let's say, like on one island, and you were the last person alive, and you could only listen to like one artist the rest of your life, what artist would that be? And it's I asked the question because it's interesting, because you immediately start thinking like, well, for me at least, like what genre would I even like would be wanting to listen to if I could only listen to one style of music the rest of my life every day? And for me, I came out with actually is interesting, which a unique answer, which is a metal band. Most people know the band Pantera, but it kind of piggybacks like Ra was saying, like, or what you mentioned, Seko, like does music give you courage or how does it affect with stress? And for me, when I listen to metal or like Pantera, nothing gives me like more energy or like direct like courage. Like, it makes me feel like you just have like this like superhuman energy that's like this driving you. And so, you know, it's really a subjective thing. Everybody has their own styles of music that they connect with mm-hmm. that really bring out that state of mind. But yeah, that's just an interesting question I want to ask to see if anybody's ever pondered that, you know, what would be the style of music or even the one artist they could listen to for the rest of their life if they were only pick one.
That's cool. That's an interesting question. And I even never thought I was thinking about it. And I'm gonna do that. And I'm gonna think about it. So this is a cool point. And I even can't answer on this question. What kind of music I would listen to if I would be in the island. For real. For real. Maybe guitar. I don't know. So, okay, I just want to, I think we will close this space. It was amazing. And thank you, everybody who joined this space. Most of them left because they have their stuff and they can understand it. And yeah, Beaver Jen, thank you that you stay here for the end. And Philip, too. And Shark Edgy World Design and Ikadze Ryan Besgoat, thank you that you joined our space. I hope to talk to you soon. And yeah, have a great day, evening, night, wherever you have. Be healthy. And yeah, thank you. And wish you a cool day and mood. Great mood. Okay. Bye bye, guys. Thank you so much.